Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder's, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
My beer forever.
Somebody texted in the last segment when we did the Bill Burr Sherry's Berries commercial. Somebody texted in, call 866-FRUIT is the best part of that because that's not a number. I love that part. Call 866-FRUIT. If you dial 866-FRUIT, it's just going to – there's nothing going to happen. There's not enough digits.
You show it, fella. You show it. You need a couple more.
Today's show, as I said in the last segment, spectacularly fun. Not for everyone, though. A lot of people have been annoyed by the Leonard Skinner debate. I say Leonard Skinner does not rhyme. Crowder says Leonard Skinner, and a lot of listeners say Leonard Skinner, which is the actual pronunciation, but nobody says that. But a lot of people say Leonard Skinner does rhyme. I say it was intended to rhyme, but most people say Leonard Skinner. But then you told us at the beginning of the show, you believe Len and skin rhyme.
Len skin. They
which
rhyme.
Does not rhyme. No. One's E-N, one's I-N. Pen and pin do not rhyme.
Pen, pin?
You, no.
But no, what you do is pan and pin.
No, I pronounce the words.
I'm holding a pen. When you so use a pen. Pen and pin rhyme.
No. You write with
pen.
You write with a pen.
A pen.
And you poke with a pin.
A pin.
Yeah.
So a pan and a pin.
Right.
Pin and pin.
Okay. Sorry, offset.
But
it's
look at
pen
this.
And pin.
Look at this. I looked it up. There are ending rhymes, rhyming the final word or syllable of that sentence. There are internal rhymes, rhyming two words within the same line of poetry. There are slant rhymes.
Slant
which are sometimes
rhymes.
Called imperfect, partial, near, or oblique rhymes.
Someone had texted that in. Slant rhyme, I'd never heard that term before. It's a great term. I'm going to use it from now on, but that's not a traditional rhyme. A slant rhyme.
No,
it's
a rhyme.
Len and skin would be a slant rhyme.
This is what you're doing. The identical rhymes.
Right.
Where it's one letter change.
The traditional rhyme.
Identical. No, you don't change the word and think it's that you said it. It's identical rhymes.
That's the traditional rhyme.
There are six more type of rhymes.
Right, but those are non-traditional rhymes.
No. It's identical. It doesn't say traditional.
I'm talking about traditional rhymes.
I would
rhymes.
Say the end rhyme is the one that most people know, like Leonard and skin nerd.
No,
nerd.
No.
The nerd is
no,
the rhyme.
No.
Isn't the nerd the rhyming part of that word?
Not when it's two syllables and the first two syllables
nerd.
Don't rhyme. It just
Leonard.
Doesn't. We talked about this. Leonard does not rhyme with Big Bird. It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm sorry, it doesn't. But here's what happened. So in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder was making his point that Len and skin rhyme, and then he dropped some freestyle on us. And he thought it was terrible. And I actually thought it was fairly decent.
My homeboy went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Look at that. That's a freestyle.
That's off the dome.
Somebody said you've got bars, man. Play that one more time.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
That's not a bad freestyle.
And it rhymes.
And it rhymes. Well,
it
rap rhymes. That's a whole nother rhyme. That's like a slant rhyme. There's a rap rhyme.
So there's rap rhymes. What is rap? It's poetry.
Right, but I mean...
There's poetic rhymes, and then there's...
A haiku is poetry as well. That
no,
doesn't
but
rhyme.
They don't rhyme.
But that's
but
what
there's
saying.
Poetic rhymes, and then haikus
but I'm saying
are known not to rhyme.
Poetry doesn't have to rhyme.
But
and
rhymes have to rhyme, and Leonard Skinner rhymes.
But I told Solana to put a beat behind your little freestyle there and see what it would sound like. Len and skin rhyme.
Len skin, yes.
Len
and skin rhyme.
And skin
yes.
Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We knew it was later, we got skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly, Dolly, Bialy. Dolly. Dolly.
Rhyming's about how it's how your ear gets it.
Dolly. That is fantastic work out of you, man. That was top notch.
Now that was off the dome too.
That was great, man. I mean, that dude went into the lab for 12 seconds and turned that out. That is excellent, man.
Injured too. I'm in the lab injured.
Yeah. And I will tell you again, I really do believe Pitbull should rhyme Dolly with Bialy, which is like a kind of an offshoot of a bagel. Mm-hmm. But there's a huge Hispanic audience down here. There's a huge Jewish audience down here. You rhyme Dale with Bialy, you're covering a lot of bases right there.
But do they rhyme?
Yeah, they rap rhyme. They're
oh,
a slant rhyme. Slant rhyme.
Oh, they're slant
yeah.
rhyme.
Diagonal okay. rhyme, as we okay. say in the business.
No, it does rhyme.
It's a slant rhyme. Not a traditional rhyme. It's not a traditional rhyme.
Called identical rhymes.
Yeah, but traditional.
You're talking about Dr. Seuss.
I'm saying when people
Time,
talk about rhymes,
mime.
That's when people talk about rhymes, they're always referring to a traditional rhyme.
No, they're not.
Always. Now let's get headlines here with the Timbaland-like Alejandro Solana. Somebody texted in, dude. That is the greatest contribution Solana has ever made to this show. Holy hell! I agree.
About horse and force.
Yeah.
Somebody texted.
Those rhyme.
But one is S E, one C E.
But it's not how they're spelled.
It's how they sound.
Right.
Leonard Skinner. It's how it sounds.
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard.
That doesn't
Skinner.
Rhyme. That no, doesn't rhyme.
It's how it's spelled. You just
So like, does horse does horse and force rhyme?
Yeah, but the whole point they're of our
C-E-S-E.
Argument.
C-E-S-E. It doesn't have nothing to do with spelling. Rhyming has nothing to do with spelling. It has the way it sounds.
Agreed.
So if you were to say they pronounce it L-E-O nerd over L-I-L-Y nerd.
No, but I'm just saying it's the way that it's spelled is to rhyme. I'm telling you to ignore the spelling. I'm with you. The spelling doesn't matter.
Yes.
Everyone says Leonard Skinnerd. That doesn't rhyme, Jack.
That rhymes like a charm.
It doesn't.
They made a career. They are a famous group.
Not on a rhyming title name.
You think they made that name not having anything to do with rhyming?
They
did it to
they
rhyme.
They named it after their old PE teacher.
And
they,
if his
they,
name they, was John
it was Leonard,
Wurskenheim,
it was
are they going to name their group John Wurskenheim?
Their PE teacher was named Leonard Skinner. They made the name Leonard Skinnerd.
To rhyme.
Yes, but no one says it as a rhyme. Does the name Leonard Skinner rhyme?
No, because there's no D.
Okay.
Because the same sound.
Right.
Sound.
So Leonard Skinner do not rhyme.
Rhyme like a charm.
They don't rhyme. What are the headlines here, Solana? You believe Zion Williamson's a bust, so you can't take anything
don't
that
don't
he
just
says.
Bring up anything because you're making ridiculous terms.
Not happening today, guys.
You know what? Thank you, Solana.
I was playing blackjack at Hard Rock on Sunday, and my dealer was Dominican. And I'm telling you, I have a new weapon in the arsenal. Because sitting there playing blackjack with Dr. Chuck. By the way, Dr. Chuck turning 50 years old today. Celebrity yeah. birthday for Dr. Chuck, a friend of the program. Celebrity birthdays today are Khalid, he's 22. Taylor Lautner, who's that?
From those movies about the wolves.
Dances with Wolves?
No.
Played Lieutenant?
No.
All right.
Movie about the wolf.
Yeah. You remember it was like Taylor Lautner versus another like blonde guy and everybody had to choose.
So is that a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Okay. Well, he's 28. Kelly Rowland, most famous member of Destiny's Child.
Blah.
She's 39. Jennifer Aniston is 51. Wow. Jeb Bush, 67. Please clap. And Dr. Chuck Metzger has turned 50 today. You have a little LeBron or something singing him happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So I'm playing blackjack at the Hard Rock with Dr. Chuck, and our dealer is Dominican. So now you know how I love to do the pandering, whatever.
Yes.
So I go, "Oh, you're Dominican." I say, "You're familiar with Doña Rosario?" She's like, "Yeah." I go, "You love that song, Coliki Daka?" She can't believe it. Now I'm doing Coliki Daka Ti, Coliki Daka Ta. She calls the pit boss over, who's Cuban. She's like, "Look at this. This guy knows Doña Rosario and Coliki Daka." And so the Cuban lady, she's like, "How do you know that?" or whatever. I'm like, "Oh, you're Cuban." I go, "I love Juan Luis Guerra, too." She's like, "Get out of here." I'm like, "Me sube la bilirruina." I've got this whole new weapon in my arsenal. So the Coliki Daka, it's like a conversation. It's like an icebreaker with any Dominican. She starts talking about the Hermanos Rosario. The Rosario brothers were, I guess, very popular before Tonio went off on his own. I tell her he's a minority owner of the Miami Dolphins because we found that out when we fell in love with the song.
Yeah.
She had no idea. I'm a wealth of knowledge. It was unbelievable.
Boy, you can start more conversations now.
Oh, my God. I have.
You weren't struggling at conversations starting in the beginning.
I've got the Dominican arsenal now with Tonio Rosario and Coliki Daka. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Rosario.
The Heat and their three-game losing streak beat Golden State 113-101. They're in Utah tomorrow, 9 p.m. tip-off, final game before the All-Star break. No Tyler Hero in the Rising Stars game because of an ankle injury. I'll probably be out the rest of a week for my gum injury as I continue to read here. I'm deteriorating.
You having a tough time at the end of the show here?
Yeah. Can you just can
you do sound worse here in the 5 o'clock hour? You sounded all right in the 3 and the 4 o'clock hour.
I mean,
now
my palate is like on fire right now.
Call Brad. No, he has an answer.
You know what you need? A touch up. $4,000.
Let's just get to what the Panthers play tonight. Also,
all right,
7 p.m.
They need a win in a bad way.
Canes hoops tomorrow. They host Boston College. Let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Let's check our for the best poker tournaments in South Florida. Visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
All right, is Juan Luis Guerra not Cuban? That's what one of the texters is saying.
He might be Colombian, actually.
Oh, I'll
double check.
Interesting. I'll have to change up my my routine. Let me see. Juan Luis Guerra. Oh, he's Dominican as well.
Oh, Dominican.
Oh, look at that. All right. Now I got more Dominican arsenal.
Well, I tried to spell Juan Luis Guerra.
How'd that go?
It's terrible.
Now that name rhymes. What else you have there? You did the weather. Did you do the
Yeah.
Did you do the sponsor?
Yeah.
All right, play the freestyle one more time. Everyone wants to hear that. This is Crowder freestyling Len and Skin.
You jump in there, too.
Yeah, Dolly and Viale. Len and Skin rhyme.
Len, Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin
yes.
Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dale with Bialy. Dale, Bialy. Dale.
Rhyming's about how your ear gets it.
Dale. That is fire, man. That is fire. That is good. All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of Heat next. Brian Windhorst from ESPN. A special appearance for 15 minutes of Heat. There's a lot of NBA stuff, obviously, with the trade deadline having just passed. There's this stuff about Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. Has he worn out his welcome, or is he tired? I guess it's more like, has he tired of Philadelphia? more than has Philadelphia tired of him. Yeah. So Brian Windhorst from ESPN is going to join us momentarily.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. Residential, commercial, this big job, small job, it doesn't matter. J&K will get you right. And when I went down and talked to Donnie, I asked him, how do you do this for 40 years? He said, we figured out what's on customers' minds. All they want is quality and service, and that's genius, and that's what J&K gives you. High-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers that are safe, experienced, respectful, and professional. And in South Florida, you got all the tropical storms, all that rain, the hurricanes, you have all the temperature change. J&K, they specialize in roof restoration and waterproofing, and that's great for South Florida. Get your roof working the perfect order, and they will get rid of the mold and moths that can cause future damage, as well as waterproofing. Something falls and hits your roof. A branch falls down in a storm and hits your roof. They will come waterproof that area. Protect your pallets. Get that area waterproof. Reshingle it and get you right. They're not going to try to gut your pocket and say you need a brand new roof. They specialize in South Florida, so they know how to fix those small problems. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do it all. And for the commercial customers, J&K, like I said, 40-plus year business. They don't want us to disrupt your business while installing, repairing, or replacing a roof. They will meet with you in advance, find a time where they can get your roof right, protect that establishment of yours, and also not disrupt your business. It is the best roofing company in the world. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
Man, I just got an Instagram message from someone that just said, great show today. Someone texted, OMG, stop it. I am dying. Someone else texts in, this show is so G-damn great. I agree with that. All right, Brian Windhorst, he's going to talk some Miami Heat and NBA with us next on Hockman and Crowder. All right, let's do this. Let's do 15 minutes of Heat here with special guest Brian Windhorst. 15 minutes of Heat brought to you today by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat took care of the Warriors last night. Andre Iguodala returned to Golden State. Heat in Utah tomorrow. Take on the Jazz. We will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brian Windhorst is one of the premier NBA voices for ESPN. He is also the host of the Hoop Collective podcast. There are new episodes every Sunday and Thursday. You could check out the Hoop Collective wherever you find your podcasts, and he's joining us now. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. All right, so we were just discussing earlier the Philadelphia 76ers and Embiid, and you had written something about that. I want to get into that, but I do want to talk Heat first here for a second. Andre Iguodala and Jay Crowder are added to the Heat at the trade deadline. Which guy is going to be a more impactful addition?
Yeah, it's hard to say because you always get nervous when a player hasn't played for that long of a time. And I know that the standard is to say, well, he was off of his feet and he rested. You know, it's just, at age 35, 36, whatever he is, it's just hard. And that's worrisome. You know, Crowder's been playing, but ultimately it was such a phenomenal trade that even if only one of them ends up, you know, really helping this year, the Heat will have been so far better off because it cleaned up their books dramatically. And they were able to really take advantage of the Grizzlies' position. And, you know, I was with the Heat the day they made the trade at the game in L.A., and I talked to Goran Dragic and Jimmy Butler after the game, and they were so excited about it. They already, you know, believed that this season had no limit. And whether or not Iguodala is able to come in and, like, make a difference in the playoff series or not, it was a vote of confidence from the organization that only further, inspired them. So I think, you know, the Heat are in great position regardless of either player play a big role.
And Wendy, what happened with the Gallinari trade? There was rumors and it didn't end up happening. Like, did the Heat pull back? What happened with that trade, those trade rumors?
Yeah, so it was never going to be a three-team trade. It was always going to – the players who went to Memphis were always going to go in that trade. So it was going to be a separate trade. So you can start to do math on what it was going to take. He were going to have to give up a couple of other players to do that deal. But the primary factor is, just like with Iguodala, that deal really didn't get solidified until Iguodala agreed to the extension. Gallinari, his contract is up, and he wanted an extension. or, you know, the Heat preferred to have an extension in place so that wasn't going to be a rental, especially since they were going to have to give up real players for him. They were not going to be able to get away with trading Deion Waiters for him. They were going to have to give up a real player for him. And he wanted a multi-year contract. The Heat really only wanted to guarantee 1 year like they did with Iguodala. Therefore, they couldn't agree on a contract with Gallinari, and they weren't able to do that deal.
The question, I guess, is Brian Windhorst is with us. So you add Andre Iguodala and Jake Crowder, you clean up the books or whatnot. But for this season in particular, do those two additions make you compete, allow you to compete with the Milwaukee Bucks this season? And the second part would be, had you also added Danilo Gallinari, could you then even, I mean, it would be a better team, but would you compete with Milwaukee?
Well, the team that I think that you should be thinking about, if you're serious about this whole thing, is the L.A. Clippers. And this is, I think, the big problem that the Lakers have, and it's the reason why yesterday the Dallas Mavericks cut a player, a useful player, to go sign Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. When you think about playing a team like the Clippers, you're going to have to come up with 80 to 85 minutes a game of coverage for Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. You need spectacular wing players to do that. You need hard-nosed, defensive-minded wing players. It's one of the reasons that the Rockets are saying, you know what? We're going to play with all wings because you have to have them. We're gonna give up first-round picks to get a guy like Robert Covington because if you want to get to where you need to go, you're going to have to deal with those types of guys. In the Eastern Conference, you're probably looking at a team like maybe Boston where you'd have to deal with Jaylen Brown and you'd have to deal with Jason Tatum in a scenario and Gordon Hayward, a situation like that. Not as pronounced elsewhere. Giannis is a tough cover for anybody in the league. But I just think that in this league right now, especially if you look at the ultimate highest level, you've got to have guys who can make it hard for great wing players. You got to have a guy that deal with the guy like Jimmy Butler, as an example. And so I think that to be able to get two defensive-minded wing players, especially two guys who have playoff experience, to be able to do that in the transaction that they made that, cleared their books and even lowered their tax bill for this year, which certainly was a side benefit that won't go unnoticed, you just can't turn that deal down. It was a breathtaking trade.
And down here, Wendy, we love Pat Riley. And then even what he did now, how he got Jimmy. Everybody said we couldn't get a star. He got Jimmy. And now he trades and gets Jay Crowder. He gets Iggy. Is Pat Riley, I know we know he's a Hall of Fame coach. Is he an Hall of Fame administrator too? Is it amazing what Pat does with what he has?
Well, he's one of the most influential player, coach, GMs of the last 50 years in the NBA. There's a couple of them, Greg Popovich, Jerry West. This is the class that he's in. But, he'd had a bad run. the 3 or 4 years prior, he was making some very un-Pat Riley-like decisions. If you looked at the way he won in L.A., you looked at the way he won in New York, he did have success there. And then, obviously, for the last 25 years, he went out and got stars, hunted stars, and then when he got them, maximized them. It's a simple strategy. It's damn hard to execute. Pat executed it brilliantly for 4 decades, and then for some various reasons, he abandoned that in 2016 and all of a sudden started clearing contracts to, frankly, non-star players, and the Heat got jammed with having a whole bunch of money being paid to guys who were not stars. He decided, I remember when he gave the interview at the Family Fest last year, he basically said those days are over. He didn't say it in so many words, but it was clear. Those days are over. We're getting back into the star business. You have Jimmy Butler, and I think in the short-term future, whether it's this summer or into next season, there's going to be a star player out there who wants out, and they're going to see what the Heat have, and they're going to say, send me to Miami. That is something that the Heat have enjoyed for a long time that went away, that is back. And so I don't just look at this Heat team now and where they're going. I look at this Heat team as the team to make the next major move for a star player that adds to this core and becomes a championship contender again.
Is that Giannis? You're saying star and you're saying the guy up. Giannis is up in 2021. Is that Giannis?
I think it's more likely shorter term, a guy who's on a contract right now and says, send me to Miami. The way Paul George went into the Clippers and said, send me the L.A. Clippers, I think somebody's going to say, look how Jimmy has been thriving there. Look at their young players. They have the pieces to make a trade. I think it is, you know, send me there. And I think that's more likely to happen shorter term than for them to get Giannis. I think Giannis is pretty happy where he's at right now.
Brian Windhorst from ESPN. He hosts the Hoop Collective podcast. New episodes every Sunday and Thursday. You can get it wherever you find your podcast. Got to ask you about Philadelphia and the 76ers. Is Joel Embiid long for the Sixers? Is he short for the Sixers? And what is the deal in Philadelphia? Can they turn it on for the playoffs?
Boy, I'll tell you what. I would love a Heat-Sixers first-round series. That would be amazing. The two of the best teams in the league at home. Not something that we thought we'd see at the start of the season, I think. You know, Philadelphia's issues are very simple, but they're very hard to fix. When you watch them play, I mean, I'm just going to give you a little math right here. This is the way the league is built these days. If you do something that gets you 1 point per possession, it's considered good. Whether it's shooting threes, whether it's shooting 15-footers, whether it's doing anything, if you get 1 point per possession on it, you're doing well. Joel Embiid, when he posts up, is 1.3 points per possession. That is far and away the most dominating post-up player in the NBA. It's one of the great post-up percentages of all time. Problem is, it's really hard for him to do that on that team because he's easier to defend, and it's harder to do at the end of the game because of spacing issues, because they can't spread the floor with their other shooters. The team really, with a guy that good, could be built around taking advantage of him. On the other hand, you have Ben Simmons, who's one of the most dynamic, up-tempo point guards with incredible size at both ends, who can dominate going to the basket. The guy goes to the basket and finishes with some plays that you almost have never seen before for a point guard because of his tremendous size. When B goes down with a finger injury a couple of weeks ago, he immediately wins Player of the Week and has his highest scoring game of all time. Both of those guys are guys that you build around, but they don't go together. And Brett Brown is a guy who's been a coach in the NBA for over 25 years. This is a guy who knows what he's doing. He's not a neophyte. He's not stupid. He's smart. And he's thrown his hands up in the air several times this season and openly admitted to the public that he's like, I can't figure this out. And that right there is just a red flag. So what it feels like we can see is that they're going to have to be broken up. And you're probably going to want to hold on to Ben Simmons if for no other reason than it's a perimeter-based league and Simmons has been healthier and Embiid has had all these injury histories. That said, you're not going to get the fair market value. And at the end of the day, bottom line, if you're sitting in Philly's front office, you say, damn it, we're 24-2 at home. We've beaten everybody in this league on our home floor. We should be able to do it when it matters in the playoffs. And I don't disagree with that. If you can be that dominant at home, you can win a playoff series, any playoff series. The question is, can they do it? Because they haven't shown the ability to put it together as yet.
And talking about Joel Embiid, and there were rumors. Actually, we were reading an article about you. We were sending to each other about Embiid trade rumors. Drummond just got traded. Whiteside got traded last year. Capella just got traded from Houston. Do you think a championship team can be built around $100 million, like a max contract center? Do you see a max contract center being on a championship team?
Well, a max contract center just got traded a couple of days ago for a second-round pick in 2023. Okay?
Devalues the position a little bit?
My feeling is that, I hate to sound like a Star Wars guy here, but my feeling is that the game will balance itself. You know, we went through a run in the 90s and 2000s where, I don't know, it was something like 10 straight years where Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, or Hakeem Olajuwon won the ring. It was a completely a center-based league, and it's completely flopped the other way now. We're seeing centers not even on the floor. We see the Houston Rockets saying, we're going to roll with a 6'6" as our tallest guy on the court. And my belief is that the league will come back because when there's an inefficiency, something will fill in to do it. And Joel Embiid is that type of player. He's a Hall of Fame center. And like I said, 1.3 points per possession. That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar territory, okay? So figuring out a way to do it where he can be successful on the defensive end, he can hold his own on the defensive end against, you know, smaller players, and where he can be taken advantage of offensively with the right complement around him, I feel like if you can do that, you can be the person to change it. But it's going to take an executable plan and somebody to do it.
Brian Windhorst from ESPN. Again, the Hoop Collective podcast. New episodes every Sunday and Thursday. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can get it. Are you on a radio tour? Do you have to leave, or do you have another couple minutes?
I think I'm on a tour. Okay. I mean, I'm definitely on a tour. I think I can go
another 2 or 3 minutes here, but if you're making another radio station,
I've got time.
Okay, then let me ask you about Toronto real quick here. Are you buying that they are what they look like, or is this an aberration in season?
You know what's crazy about the Raptors is that for years, they were a team that would have a great regular season and nobody was afraid of them. They consistently lost game ones at home. I know the Heat had that great 7-game series against them, and they had some injuries at the end of it, and they weren't able to win it. But you know, they were consistently upset in the playoffs. And now it's the exact opposite. Now nobody wants to play them because you look at them; they're deep. They can play various different styles, and they've got just a bunch of dogs. I mean, Kyle Lowry is a dog. I mean, don't mess with that guy. Ibaka, Marcus Gasol, OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam. These are guys who are proven guys who are not afraid of any challenge. And, you know, from a talent standpoint, no, they shouldn't put a finger on Milwaukee. But you think they're going to be afraid of the Bucks? No way, man. And so, like, I'm interested to see what happens because as I keep talking to players around the league, I mean, I look at the statistics and the Bucks stats indicate the greatest regular season team of all time. I'm telling you. I'm not kidding you. If you look at the Bucks and their point differential and their offense and their defense, guys, they are on pace right now to have the greatest road record in NBA history. They're right now going to win 70 games. But when I talk to players out there, they're not afraid of them. I don't just mean from the Raptors. I mean elsewhere, okay? They're not afraid of them. I don't know if that's just seeing the game at a different level. Or I don't know if it's stupid. But teams are not afraid of the Bucks, and we'll see whether that's smart or foolhardy in the coming months.
And Wendy, another conversation we have a lot on this show we have is that like Andre Drummond was a recent guy. He gets traded and he goes on social media and he complains and this is a business, there's no love. I don't believe that if players should find out through social media he got traded or cut, but I also don't think a team needs a dissertation or an explanation to a player. What's the correct way to trade or cut a player in the NBA?
Well, you're a former professional athlete, so you would be as good as anybody to answer this question.
But he's also heartless. He's heartless. So there has to be some context
when
to this.
When somebody gives somebody $100 million, I think that's enough payout to do whatever job they ask you to do.
Well, that's one of the things that they used to say on Mad Men. That's what the money's for. This is a human nature thing. You know, unfortunately, many of us, especially in the media business, either ourselves or have close friends who've lost their jobs in over the last decade. And everybody says the same thing. I don't mind that they fired me. I just don't like the way they did it. I think that's kind of a cop-out. In fact, I'll take it to LeBron James and the Cavs. A lot of Cavs fans said, I don't have a problem with LeBron going to the Heat. I don't like the way that he did it on the decision. And certainly the decision was a failure. My argument is if LeBron had gone down the streets of Cleveland and gone into the living room of every single person and explained his decision, they still were going to be furious that he left. Andre Drummond was still going to be furious. I think in the moment, the day that it happens, which is the day a lot of these guys talk or the 48-hour period, they are very upset that it may have come down. At the end of the day, if you're let go, for various reasons, you're let go. If you're traded, you're traded. However they tell you isn't really going to change the fact that you're traded. And I think, again, I think it's more of a human nature in dealing with the loss. You know, he knows he can be traded. He knows he can't be mad about being traded because of his contract. But what he can be mad at is the way it was. So it's the initial reaction that we just do as humans.
Yeah, I agree with you. That happens in radio all the time, and then, you know, someone's on the airwaves for 10 years, and all of a sudden they're gone, and they say, well, right, they shouldn't have done – that's not – you know, you should have given them – warning. We can't give someone warning. Yeah.
You're just as fired. I'm sorry to say it, but you're just as fired.
That's true. If you get warning or not, you're just as fired when they fired you. Brian Windhorst, real quickly, the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, does that name rhyme?
Lynyrd Skynyrd, isn't it?
Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well, it's spelled to rhyme. It's because it's spelled L-Y-N-Y-R-D, Lynyrd Skynyrd. But everyone says Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I want to know if you think Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
You're asking me two different questions. You're asking whether Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes or Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
Well, how do you Skynyrd. Say it? How do you pronounce the band's name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd.
Am I wrong?
Well, technically you're not, but I think most people say Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, I'll put it this way. I have a 2-year-old, and I read a lot of books to him, and there's a lot of authors bending. People think rappers bend words to rhyme. There's a lot of children's book authors who are bending words to rhyme. So in that environment, I think you can get away with it.
All right, so you're voting that Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
I'm voting that Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
Okay, all right. I'm
with him.
Okay, but, I mean, do you say Lynyrd Skynyrd or Lynyrd Skynyrd?
I don't know who it is.
You know Lynyrd Part 6?
Yes.
I had a feeling
that's
that
Bill
did.
Cosby.
Yes, that is. Brian Windhorst from ESPN. Again, the podcast is The Hoop Collective, and there's new episodes every Sunday and Thursday. You can listen wherever you find your podcast. We appreciate you making time for us, and always enjoy when you come on with us.
Guys, have a great week.
There you go. Brian Windhorst there. Why, you thought that was a silly question at the end?
Don't surprise me with that.
Oh, Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd does
Skynyrd.
Rhyme? Yes,
yeah.
It rhymes.
It's on my Instagram. If you go to Radio Mark Hockman, because Luis Diaz from Power 96 is telling me that it rhymes, and it does not. Lynyrd Skynyrd does not rhyme.
It does rhyme.
No, Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
It's just how you say it.
All right, there you go. That is your 15 minutes of heat.
Have
and we'll come
Dr.
back
Seuss?
With more Hockman and Crowder. Lynyrd Skynyrd is actually how most people pronounce it. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Leave these people alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Ah, you know how to get under people's skin. Now they tweeting me. Is he serious? Ask him. You know his damn handle. Leave me alone.
Most people pronounce it Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Leonardo.
Am I right or wrong? Most people pronounce Lynyrd Skynyrd Lynyrd Skynyrd. You have to play Solana. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Today has been fun as hell. But in the 2 o'clock hour, we were talking about, this whole Lynyrd Skynyrd thing and does it rhyme and blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to make my point, and Crowder's got a point that Len and Skin rhyme, which is completely wrong. But regardless, as he's explaining this, he starts freestyling in a lyric that he thought was weak. And people, me included, thought that he was spitting bars on this, right? So Solana took what Crowder said in the 2 o'clock hour and turned it into a fire track. You got to hear this. That's Dan Day beatboxing, by the way.
And
Skin rhyme.
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin
yes.
Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly, Dolly, Bialy. Dolly. Dolly.
Rhyming's about how your ear gets it.
Dolly. That is so good, man.
We need to call a producer, man.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Hey, man,
rhyme.
Get Trick on the line. See if Trick will bring us on. Slip and slide.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Skynyrd.
Sam Montembeau will be in goal for the Panthers tonight. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, I was very angry at the Florida Panthers and very angry at Sergei Bobrovsky, and I was suggesting this being the second night of a back-to-back. Maybe Montembeau will go, and maybe he'll find the hot glove, and they'll be able to ride it. Because a four-game losing streak at this point in the season when you're fighting for a playoff spot is unacceptable. And, man, I don't want to do this again with the Panthers where it's, well, they've got one game in hand and they're only 2 points back of a playoff spot. Come on. You went out and got the most decorated head coach in hockey. Mm-hmm. You went out and got a hugely expensive goaltender. Got
to be one of the highest paid in the league.
So win. Like, don't be on the cusp of a playoff spot. Be in the playoffs. So hopefully they get something started tonight.
Is hockey the only place when you play terrible they give you a little break?
I think it's down here. No. Oh, you're talking about with the goalie?
Yeah, like you play terrible. But it's not like they don't get reprimanded.
Kelly Olynyk was playing terrible, and he got a break. Eric Spoelstra doesn't hesitate to give someone a break that's playing terrible.
Because in the NFL, the contracts are different. You just get cut.
That's true.
You're terrible.
Pepper Johnson, he got fired as the defensive coordinator for, who was it, the D.C. XFL team?
I believe it was the Defenders.
1 week, and he got fired.
It's more than that.
That leads me to believe that, I'm not even kidding, that he just wasn't showing up. He wasn't taking it seriously. Because I think Winston Moss is the one that fired him. Because there are no owners for the teams. There's only the head coaches who most of the time double as the general manager, because the whole league is owned by Vince McMahon. So I believe it was Winston Moss, because I know Winston Moss released a statement saying we wish him well or whatever. But it leads me to believe that Pepper Johnson just wasn't showing up.
Or a dog cussed him.
Oh, could be.
Like post-game, watching the coaches meeting. Hey, you got to get your guys together. Man, who the F are you talking to?
That could be.
Yeah. Oh, you feel that way? You're fired.
And
if the players are making 50 a year, because we go to Darren Rovell yesterday.
What's the coaches making?
Probably right around there, 40, 50.
Yeah. Pepper Johnson doesn't need that.
No. They say Cardale Jones is the highest paid player.
$250,000. $250,000. Yeah. What do we got coming up tonight, Solano? We've got Alex Dono, Rashad Jones, and Brian Monroe on 790 The Ticket.
Rashad Jones?
What did I say?
Rashad Jones.
Oh, Rashad Butler. That's funny.
Okay, don't upset him.
Oh, no, I would never. I would
did he hear that?
Never.
Did Rashad hear that, Solano? In fact,
I wouldn't upset either one of them. I wouldn't want to upset either Rashad.
Well, you got a chance against Brian.
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brian Monroe.
No,
or
Jones
Rashad
or Butler. Either Rashad.
Rashad Jones, a little thumb wrestle. That boy got all kind of muscles.
Chance against Monroe because he's a punter.
Yeah, and he's pleasant.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he wants to hurt anybody.
And what's coming up on 560 The Joe? You got the Best of the Joe?
Abbreviated Best of the Joe, because it's the Florida Panthers coming up at 7 in New Jersey, and here on 790 The Ticket, or I should say on 790 The Ticket, you have Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler.
Yeah, I just said that. I said that part. We were just figuring out what was on 560
The
Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I was clarifying for everybody.
What were you clarifying? What I just said?
I mean, you started off with Rashad Jones already.
Oh, sorry. I called him the wrong Rashad.
Rashad walks like he wants to fight.
Rashad Butler?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. He's got a gait, man. Like
big boy.
He's on the prowl. Like always. He's got that James Harrison vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Which is always, I wish somebody would say something slick.
I wish.
I'd choke anybody out.
Leonard.
I ain't scared of him.
Skynard.
I don't want to upset him, though.
Right. And you wouldn't tell him that if he was in
here. No, y'all better not. I'm saying it because I know he can't hear.
What have I been saying for a while now on the radio? I know it's not hurricane season, but this is the time to take care of getting impact windows and doors for your home. You want to take care of it now so when hurricane season does roll around, you can actually relax knowing that you took care of everything. And I suggest BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. And when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, you will feel so safe and secure. And this is the time of year you start thinking about tax refunds. If you're getting one, can't think of a better way to use it than PGT Impact Windows and Doors. BNT Impact Windows and Doors. If you own a home in South Florida, you cannot imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntimpactwindows.com. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Brian Windhorst was excellent. Adam Beasley, it's one of the best radio interviews you will ever hear. I am not overselling that. You can use the radio.com app and use the radio.com rewind feature to go back in time to about 3:20 this afternoon if you want to hear Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. That will do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
Sitting in the pen, stitching with a pen. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Somebody texts in. They want to know how your mouth is doing, Solana. You had the gum procedure on Fridays. Today is Tuesday, so how are you feeling?
I'm back to 100%.
Dale and Bialy would be a great rap lyric for Pitbull, and it would appeal to the Hispanic and the Jewish communities here in South Florida. I mean, this is crazy talk.
I love the latchkeys.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.